Sage, I have I'm trying to archive your content, and I realize, shit, I'm away from the way I normally do that. Let's figure this out. Yeah, so I'm gonna probably do it again. I'm just gonna simply shout it. What do you call it? You share it, echo it. Yeah, I'm gonna echo that stuff about New York because it's so cool, and I want to be able to grab it using gear I have at home. Here's the story. That stuff you had, man, excellent. And I'll say this again when I echo it. Excellent stuff. I'm gonna try to chronicle it by time. Figuring like at 2 o'clock in the morning, look for the penny farthing, riding around and in the village with Christmas lights, you know, that kind of thing. 9:30 at night, get to Union Square, that's where it is, listen to the grand piano. That stuff was excellent. Mad shit to see and do, see and hear in New York City. You made it great. I'm gonna enshrine that content, gold plate it. But I'm gonna roll it in terms of a calendar, a day in the life of craziness in New York. And I need to know if that stuff is weekend only. It sounds like most of it's something you'd see Friday to Sunday. Especially if a guy hauls his piano around. Definitely that's a weekend activity. Grand piano in Union Square, right? Under the arch. Poker man. Every time I hold my phone up and talk into it, when the phone doesn't ring beforehand, little Dylan normally asks, "Is that poker man?" Because he knows I'm not holding it up to my ear. So he thinks I'm talking to poker man. Amazing. Do you own Anchor? Candace, I really like your Friday free flow stuff, freestyle stuff. Help my 85-mile drive go a lot faster. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, hope all is well. You're over in what, New York City, right? I think that's what you told me once. Wait a minute, it might even be in your profile. I should read that, shouldn't I? Hope all is going well. Alita, I just wanted to say that I think your stuff's really cool. It's measured and articulate and evidence-based. Yeah, hope that doesn't make you sound too technical, but man, I love it. And thanks for stopping by. You got a shout-out. I should make this shout-out Saturday. That's what I should do. Hey, Kevin. Kevin, those tips you left for Jennifer about Audacity. I hope to see her do that and try to do some post-production. It's just so easy to get into this mix where you just app only, you know, you're just tapping and talking, and then there's no semi-permanent structure to what you've done. At least if you bring it into Audacity, you've got something that might sit local or go onto a thumb drive. A little bit of history and heritage to it. Yeah, thanks for doing that. Let's see if you take up the challenge and learn how to create stuff around Disney ears or something. Stuff she has with her husband is very important. Jennifer, if you're listening, heartfelt, important, compassionate, and deserves to have a semi-permanent existence, not just fly through the waves here on Anchor. Reckless, your Connor Floyd analytics stuff is the business. I'm here in Ireland watching the other side of the story. Well, not the other side, but watching the Connor McGregor shit show. It's amazing the amount of crosstalk, but I hear more people in the U.S. talking about them, and that's stuff you shared about, like boxing awareness and how they're going to look at each other and defensive moves and body position. Really excellent stuff. Thanks for that. Everybody should listen. Georgie, I'm talking down to you. Looking to the south. See, it'd be the southeast. Saying hi. My back garden in County Louth in Ireland. So above me, lots of MMDS antennas, more than sky antennas, which is unusual. People are getting a digital signal over the air through a company that's competitor to Sky. And Sky normally owns they own everything in the way of connectivity, you'd think. But then looking at the antennas on the roof, thinking, gee, you know what? Maybe not. Anyway, that has totally nothing to do with anything. Very interested in your VR stuff. Keep on jabbering about that every once in a while. It'll keep me tuned into Anchor or make an episode about it. You know, the origins of Georgie G and her scintillating audio rapturous voice in a VR profile of whatever. It's good stuff. I'm trying to figure out how to storyboard that with students talking about their creative space. But when they describe their creative space, do it with color, scent, and sound. You know, well, I know, they would always describe it, the visual cues that are around them, but to get the other elements that are part of what makes it really, really real, injecting those kind of senses into the mix would be important. Now, as I talk about this, I start thinking, you know what? I should make a separate little segment here on Anchor about my time in the VR realm. It involved flying.
Claudia, thanks for visiting. I'm shouting out to you because I am definitely going to get to Arizona within the next 3 years, and I will find you.
Okay, Bernie, this may be a completely ridiculous question, but how in the world did you just do those shout outs? I want to know. This new Anchor, I'm still figuring out all the bits and pieces. I've been on since, you know, 1.0, and I'm really, really wanting to be as good as I can. And I really love what you're doing. So A, thank you so much for giving me a shout out. I so appreciate it. It was just awesome. And a beautiful thing to wake up to this morning. But B, tell me how to do that too. I want to do that because that shout out Saturday, I think would be awesome for us to just spread the love for more people. So if you could instruct me, that would be swell. Thank you. And I'm really, really wanting to be as good as I can.
Can you hear your question?
And I really love what you're doing. So A,
thanks.
Thank you so much for giving me a shout out. I so appreciate it.
Well, you deserve
it. It was awesome.
Thanks for stopping by.
And a beautiful thing to wake up to this morning. Yeah. But B, tell me how to do that too. Okay, I want to do that because that shout out Saturday, I think would be awesome.
Yeah. Hey, look.
For us to just spread the love for more people.
Olivia.
So if you could instruct me, that would be swell. Thank you.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, now it starts with having a Friday worth mentioning. So you've got to have action on a Friday. Like in my case, 10 or 15 people listened to many of the segments. Fortunately, no more than 15. Because that took me a while to shout out to the 15 or 16 people that listened to my stuff. Rotates on different days. So all I did was view listeners. I went into the segment, to a segment. Bottom left of my screen, view listeners. Saw you in your lab coat, tap on the right-hand side, a thing called shout out, and just started talking. And then anybody who follows you and me should be able to hear you, providing that you haven't blocked them. And if they don't follow you, they might not hear it. No, they won't. They won't hear it. So it's just between you and me and the people we share in common. View listeners, well, actually make a segment that people want to talk to you about. View listeners, tap the shout out icon to the right-hand side of the listener and work your magic. I think you're limited to 5 minutes. Good luck. And shout out Saturday's pretty clever. I mean, because, like, I'm busy today, aren't you? I'm at a 10-year-old's birthday party. Barbecue. Nice day in Little Drogheda, County Louth. Raining occasionally. Can you hear them? Seagulls overhead? About 8 of them. Bye for now.
Bernie, how are you? I am so glad that Freestyle Friday was able to help you get through that 85-mile drive. That's really awesome. So, so glad about that. No, I am originally from New York City, and I go back anywhere between once and twice a year. But we now live in Colorado Springs, Colorado, thanks to the Army. And my husband's from California, and we're stationed here in Fort Carson. Then when my husband retired, we loved it here so much we decided to make this our forever home. It's really beautiful. I never thought I would trade the New York City skyline for those mountains. They're just beautiful, breathless, just gorgeous, especially snow-capped.
Bernie, my boy. Hey, I appreciate the shout-out. I'm sure the people who are my friends.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I'll be
Anchor has a glitch.
Hey,
it's a response to your shoot too, Bernie.
Let me know that you enjoy my analytics, especially
yes.
In MMA.
You're out there enjoying everybody this morning, Bernie.
I think that's what people like the most, and
I don't feel so special now. You did shoot twos to everyone.
My 2 cents. And it means a lot when it comes from you because
it does mean a lot when it comes from Bernie. That's true. Yes, we do respect him.
I know I speak rather quickly. I mean, for the analytical person,
not at all. Not for me.
At a slower rate than than mine. I get
slow is a state of mind, dude. I'm ADHD.
Witnessing, especially when I start recording, is how fast I speak and how much.
No, you're not speaking fast at all. You should try Georgie D Station. She can talk really, really, really fast, faster than everybody else in the whole entire galaxy of the world. Hey, Bernie, is it shoot 2 hour on Bernie Station?
Georgie, those shoot twos. I prefaced all that. Did you listen? I prefaced all those segments by saying, you know what? I had a pretty active day on Friday. I'm just going to use Saturday to shout out Saturday and just shout out to the, whatever, 15 or 20 people. I think it ended up being 16 people who had, what did they do? They talked to me on, oh, no, they listened. They listened on Friday. So I shouted out to them because it was dead easy to do. Then I was wondering, I was too late to do it now, but I was wondering, should I just make that into one gigantic segment? Episode, podcast, but that takes more work. Georgie, you're still special. There's nobody in Australia on the Western Coast that I think more highly of than you.